It's Tuesday, November 26th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian evangelist Jinwoo Kim was murdered last week on the streets of Diyarbakir, Turkey. International Christian Concern reports that this comes as a tremendous shock to the Christian community in Turkey, and it is the first martyrdom since 2007, when three Christians were martyred in Malatya. It's not yet clear whether this murder was the result of a robbery gone wrong, but Christians are suspecting the murder is tied to Kim's faith. Claire Evans, Middle East Director for International Christian Concern, told The Worldview that this is not normal for Christians to be murdered in Turkey.
The murder of Christians is not normal in Turkey. This doesn't happen. The last time that Christians were killed in Turkey was in 2007 in Malatya. And the whole nation grieved so much with Christians when that happened, that it's Christians don't get killed in Turkey. That's really what it comes down to, is that this is not normal.
Evans said that the increased Islamization of Turkey has led to more hostility to Christians. However, she had encouragement for evangelists who are discerning a call to take the gospel to Turkey.
So for those who are discerning a call to Turkey or who are serving there, it is going to be a very hard field to work in, for sure. There's just so much complexity to reckon with, both in the history and in the culture. But at the same time, it's exactly where God first called the church to go to. And that should be, I think, an encouragement to everyone, is that this is the country that even God started sowing the seeds of the church.
In Revelation 2, verses 8 through 10, John writes to the church of Smyrna, which is now modern-day Izmir, Turkey. His thoughts are still relevant to the Christian church today. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, "Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church further clarified the biblical view of women preachers and pastors in a sermon he gave last week.
Go back to 1 Corinthians 14, that Paul's words could be mistaken is impossible. As in all the churches of the saints, the women are to keep silent in the churches. They're not permitted to speak. It's disgraceful for a woman to speak. In the face of that, it might be shocking to you to know this, but in a survey conducted in 2017, about 80% of Americans are comfortable with a female pastor.
MacArthur ended this sermon by noting that the problem is that private revelations are trumping the authority of Scripture, creating chaos in the churches. Chick-fil-A is coming under more fire from Christian news and opinion sources for their support of the pro-abortion and pro-homosexual Covenant House ministry. Another source points out that Rodney Bullard, the executive director for the Chick-fil-A Foundation, has donated personal money in recent political campaigns to Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Also, the Canadian Family Values organization called the Institute for Canadian Values sounded the alarm when Chick-fil-A, the presumably pro-family chicken fast food restaurant chain, began funding the most pro-homosexual lobbying firm in Canada. It was a landslide. Some call it a revolution in Hong Kong. The South China Morning Post reports that the freedom-minded pro-democracy forces won control of 17 out of 18 district councils in the election held over the weekend. The pro-establishment party had previously controlled all 18 district councils, but now is left with only one. However, the degree to which democracy can function is in question, as the nation's chief executive, Carrie Lam, was handpicked by China's communist leaders. And the Chinese communists have a reputation of squelching uprisings, when thousands of protesters were killed in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who was once a Republican, announced his entrance into the 2020 presidential race for the Democratic nomination, reports the Associated Press. The 77-year-old billionaire joins an already crowded field of 16 candidates in the running. Alliance Defending Freedom is taking the wildly pro-abortion state of New York to court after Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo signed Senate Bill 660 into law, reports the Christian Post. ADF said the law, quote, requires all employers, including churches, religious schools, faith-based pregnancy centers, and religious nonprofits, to disavow their beliefs about abortion, contraception, and sexual morality by forcing them to hire and employ those who refuse to abide by the organization's statements of faith, end quote. God has a warning in Proverbs 1, verse 11. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. My son, do not walk with them. And finally, that little boy who was thrown over the third-story balcony in the Mall of America in Minnesota last April has healed up well. His mother updated the GoFundMe account. She says, quote, Landon loves life and Jesus. He tells people all the time when they get hurt, don't worry, I fell off a cliff, but angels caught me and Jesus loves me. So I'm okay and you will be too, end quote. The GoFundMe account for Landon has topped $1 million. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.